All right, our next guest, his first appearance of 2016?
It's 2016, Wendy.
What does our show schedule
you
say?
You can't deny it. Well, on the show schedule, it says 2015.
Don't pay attention to that.
You always round up 1 year.
His first appearance this year, Mike McNamara, is back from the Midwest Independent Film Fest. Hello.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful day. How are we doing?
And you brought someone with you.
I did. Tonight is our opening night. So the Midwest Independent Film Festival, it's all year round. It's every first Tuesday at Landmark Century Center Cinema over in Lincoln Park. And tonight, we are thrilled to be opening the fest with this incredible documentary. If you're a foodie, if you're not a foodie, if you...
Isn't just everyone a foodie now?
I think everyone's kind of a foodie. If you're a foodie at any level, you'll love this film. Or if you like people and humanity.
Oh, that leaves us out.
That leaves you.
Sorry. We were going to see it, but
it's
now,
called
Mike, we are
For
not.
Grace. It's our opening night film. It's been getting rave reviews all over the country. It's made here in Chicago, and I have the co-director, Mark Helanowski, with me.
Hey, Mark. Nice to see you.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Co-director, along with somebody who listeners of WGN or readers of the Chicago Tribune will know pretty well, and that's Kevin Pang, the food critic.
Yeah, exactly. So Kevin and I, we worked on this film. We started actually 4 years ago. Just with this little idea of doing a documentary about the super high-end fine dining world.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the world that I think a lot of people don't really know about. For two people to have dinner, it's about $800 to eat at a restaurant this caliber.
I can't even fathom that. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I mean, and it is fascinating, like, how much goes into a restaurant. Then it's the food, it's the ambiance, it's the service. Every little thing about the restaurant is so refined. So Kevin and I, we wanted to look at what it takes to build a restaurant like this. He was a longtime food writer for the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah.
And of course, all your listeners know him here at WGN. And he had heard through the grapevine that Curtis Duffy, who's a 2-Michelin-star chef at Avenues, wanted to open up what he hoped to be the best restaurant in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis, he worked at restaurants like Alinea with Grant Achatz, Charlie Trotter's. He worked at some of the best kitchens in the country. So he really had this background to be able to achieve this goal of his. Kevin heard through the grapevine. Curtis wanted to open up this restaurant. We said, hey, let's tag along. Let's, you know, figure out what it takes to build this kind of restaurant. And, we filmed for months and months, and there were delays, and we started asking him more and more questions, and we got to build up a relationship with Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain, I think about 8 months into it, Curtis opened up to us in a way that he never had before. He opened up about his past and this tragedy that happened to him back in Ohio, where he's from. So the movie then became, a lot more than just food, a lot more than just how to build a really pretty dish. It's about sacrifice. It's about ambition. It's about family. It's about all these themes that are really, really central if you have a dream and you're trying to achieve it, like, mm-hmm. what that takes on a personal and a professional level.
I have always wanted to own a restaurant or have my own restaurant. And then anyone I speak to that has it says, even from a little hot dog joint up to a great thing, it's like, be prepared to work 24 hours a day. You're always there. You always have something on your mind about it. And it can take a toll on your family, yourself, and everything else.
Sure.
It absolutely does. So coming into this, if we want to, paint this kind of basic picture, Kevin was the food guy.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of the film guy. I didn't really know about this world before coming into this. And as we started asking questions, we started interviewing some of these, like, top chefs in Chicago. We learned about the toll that it does take. These chefs, these cooks that, are serving these amazing, beautiful plates, it's expensive. So you think they're making tons of money. They're not. All the chefs that are in the back of the house, they have to overstaff in the front of house and the back of house. Those guys are making like $30,000 a year.
That's
putting in 16-hour days
for an $800 meal.
And you're at the pinnacle. You're at the best restaurants in the country.
So these guys, they all are sacrificing on so many levels of their life. A lot of them are divorced. A lot of them don't have social lives. So it takes a huge, huge toll. So it's a central question of what does it take to be the best in your industry. If you have this dream of excellence, what does it take? What do you have to sacrifice to get there? So that became the central theme of our film.
I'm sure you read the same stories I read. There's this chef in France who sadly just died a day ago, and they were trying to figure out how much of the pressure of running this restaurant contributed to his death. He took his own life, and if you read his story about all the pressure, as you were saying, just from running and maintaining a restaurant of that quality, It does. It eats away at you.
Well, definitely. So the the kind of gold standard for restaurants across the world. It's called the Michelin Guide. Mm-hmm. So you can have 3 stars maximum. You know, Curtis had 2 stars when we started filming him. And, you know, then, you know, 1 to 3 stars is really what it is. And there have been stories of people who do take their own life.
Just for not achieving
it's the pressure. It's if you drop from 3 to 2 because you have to constantly earn those stars year after year. So, I mean, the pressure, the money, everything, like, it really just comes to a head, and it's a very, very high-stakes world.
You still want to open your restaurant? The name is great. Do you like the name Wendy's? Don't you think that would sell?
That would be great.
That'd be a pretty good name.
I just
name.
Could see Wendy running a hot dog joint, and within a week, she'd be like, this was a bad idea.
No, I want to have a like bar food, like appetizers, live music, bar kind of thing.
You would be miserable.
Well, see, that's just it.
In a good way.
But that's what I want to ask Mark. Mark Helanowski, co-director of For Grace, which mm-hmm. is the opening night tonight at the Midwest Independent Film Fest. Mike mm-hmm. McNamara is also here as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you cover this in For Grace, and I will certainly look for it when I see it. Why do people do this then? Just for the love of what they do?
Yeah, no, exactly. So that was kind of the question that Kevin and I, my co-director, we eventually settled on this question of, really, is it worth it? Is it worth it to, you know, put everything else, like toss it to the side and just focus, have this single-minded focus on this one career objective?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, I think that question is, I mean, it's definitely asked in the film. And I would love for you guys and your viewers to watch the film, see how Curtis answers that question himself, because I think it really comes down to, you know, everybody has their own answer to that question. Is it worth it?
Sometimes, and I've heard other documentaries tell similar stories, you're telling one story and then you realize sometimes earlier on, sometimes later on, there's a different route to take. There's a different path to this story. And you kind of realize that in this case. What do you do behind the scenes to say, hey, I like what we're doing this way, but maybe the better story is this one. How is that handled?
Yeah, so, you know, again, to go back to the beginning, Kevin and I, we thought this film would be about food and about, you know, making a restaurant. And after 6 months, we had this conversation with Curtis, and it's actually one of the interviews. It's a central interview in the film that, you know, Kevin was asking some questions, and we just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And you see in the film the first time that Curtis really publicly shares this tragedy that happened to him back in his hometown in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Don't.
We're not going
to
spoil.
I'm dying to know. That's the hardest thing.
Sitting here with the button. Like, nope. Yeah. Got to come see it. I mean, For Grace, this film, you're really in the thick of it. You're in that grind to build this restaurant, not just any restaurant, one of the best restaurants in the world. And then meanwhile, you're right there as Curtis is trying to pick up the pieces of his life and get his life back together. It's one of the few times I've cried in the theater when I saw it at South by Southwest.
A non-Muppet related movie, we need to specify.
Charlie Brown. There was that Charlie Brown one Snoopy was with the circus and then he left the circus.
It was a sad story.
And I was bawling my eyes out because I was 5 years old with the TV that had the knob on it. But no, but this film is spectacular. And the cool thing is, so if those of you that are outside of Chicago tuning in, it actually also just released all over the country on iTunes today and is currently in the top 10 for documentaries on iTunes.
Great.
Not
so
bad.
Make it out to the fest tonight, go to forgracefilm.com or just go to iTunes and look up For Grace and just buy it. Yeah. Buy. Keep, you know, it's a spectacular film. You're going to want to own it. You're going to watch it again and again. I mean, you're looking beyond just the personal struggles, just the most spectacular plates of food you've ever seen in your life on the big
screen. It's beautiful. That trailer we watched, it is gorgeous.
It's
the food is beautiful. And Mark, my final question to you is when you're behind the camera and all of a sudden your idea for a foodie-type documentary pivots and there's this heartbreaking revelation, which I'm guessing that's what it is, does half of you go, oh, this is great, I got it? And does the other half of you go, oh my God, this is terrible?
Right, so to revisit that moment where we had that interview with Curtis where he opened up with it, you know, I will say, behind the camera, I was literally crying. Literally cried. Kevin and I, after we wrapped that interview, we drove home in silence for a half hour. with the weight of what was just shared of us. It was, I mean, it was incredible. And then we, you know, then we had to pivot. We went back to Curtis's hometown in Ohio. We got, you know, we talked to, you know, newspaper reporters, police, we got archival news footage. It was, it just became this much bigger thing. And, you know, again, to kind of take it back, this is a food movie. It is, you know, Michelin star food. It's absolutely beautiful.
Right.
The thing though, at the end of the day, Kevin and I, we wanted to make this film for our moms. You know, we want to make this film for a general audience.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a foodie to understand this film. You don't have to know who Grant Achatz is or Charlie Trotter. All you have to know is you have to know that there's this guy from small town Ohio who has a huge dream, and just watch him, you know, watch him go for it.
Do you have to decide then when something is that kind of unexplained and out of the ordinary and you didn't see it coming, do you have to say to him, hey, I know that was a very emotional thing. You knew there was a camera on. Are you cool with us including that in the movie? Did you have to confront him with that or not?
So, you know, from the beginning of the documentary, we approached this, Kevin and myself, as a piece of journalism. So Curtis had zero editorial control over anything. Kevin and I have final cut. It's not something that we have to, like, run things by.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, you do have that balance where, you know, someone is sharing something so, you know, so personal.
Yeah.
You have to treat that very, very delicately. So, you know, there actually are a few moments in the film that are these, like, really kind of crazy revelations. One happens, like, in the first third, and there's a few moments in the film that really were very, very sensitive.
Right.
And, you know, I think Kevin and myself, it was so important for us to maintain the story, maintain the integrity.
So you didn't even sit down with them and say, hey, what just happened? Would you prefer that not be? And that never even happened. You just said, it's part of the filming process. We're using it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, we went forward. He shared it with us, and at that point, again, you know, he was very comfortable with us because that was 6 or 8 months into the filming process. So we developed this relationship with him. He trusted us to tell his story. So we're just honored that we are the people that he trusted to share this really, really personal story.
I cannot wait to see For Grace. Co-director Mark Helanowski in the studio, and Kevin Pang also in on this project.
They'll both be there tonight, too. Kevin will be there tonight. There'll be a Q&A with them after the screening, as well as a little bit of bonus footage. It's going to be a really cool night.
Nice.
And we've got about 10 tickets left until we're completely sold out. So you can go to MidwestFilm.com and buy tickets. And if you're not able to make it out tonight, go to ForGraceFilm.com and just buy it. I mean, this is something you're going to want to have.
I'm doing it tonight.
A movie you're going to want to have.
I'm not kidding. Really, I have to see this.
You can watch it again and again.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
Mark Helanowski, go to ForGraceFilm.com. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
And Mike McNamara, Director of Programming for the Midwest Independent Film Fest. Give us your website there again, sir.
Thanks. MidwestFilm.com. It's going to be a fun one tonight. You can find us on Facebook as well, and we've got a new YouTube page up there as well. You can check out the trailer for For Grace on there, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, 6 p.m. at Landmark Center Cinema.
Outstanding.
Come and join us.
Congratulations on this.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a quick break and then be back in a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.